We left off yesterday trying to understand the significance of Shitas Rashi, that the din of Bitul B'Shishim is not just a way of being Mishaya where the Idr is not Tam, but in addition to that, it's for sure that also, but in addition to that, is it also a Shia Rahu B'Torah. Again, we're not even sure where the Shia comes from, to be determined from the next figure, but there's a Shia Rahu B'Torah, there's a Shia Halacha called Bitul B'Shishim. The question is, if this Shia exists, how do we understand its relationship, or perhaps difference, than the other Shia that we know exists, the Shia Bitul Barov, that everybody agrees to some extent. What is the nature of the relation between the Shia of Bitul B'Shishim and the Shia Bitul Barov? So we went up to a whole tangent yesterday to introduce the very big Chiddush of the Mordechai and the significance of this Mordechai. It's an important topic in and of itself. You're learning your day. If you learn Chulin the whole year and you never learned the Mordechai, then you were deficient in learning your Chulin. I mean, this is a major topic in terms of Hilchos Tarovos. So we're going to have the opportunity to understand this Mordechai, hopefully, in light of our discussion about the Shia of Bitul Barov, the Shia of Bitul Shishim, all that. So let's just recap for a moment what the Mordechai told us. Mordechai was prompted by two questions, one about Zivon, one about Rekika, and came up with the razzle-dazzle you said, that Bitul doesn't apply when it's a Bala Olam B'Tarovas. That was the Kiddush of the Mordechai. And then posed the question that there seems to be a whole group of Acharon, a whole school of Acharon in Yerdea who don't seem to be buying into this, and we had to give a whole introduction to the sugya about animals that sticking their hands out, a whole story about the milk and the milk is butter, etc. And we came to the realization that, wait a second, how could the Acharon talk about Bitul B'Shishim of the milk that's coming from this animal where most of the animal is kosher, but the arm that stuck out before Shechita is treif? How can the Acharonim pilpul about the possibility of Bitul B'Shishim? Wait a second, it's Bala Olam B'Tarovas. That was that kasha. So at the very end of the show, we introduced the Nedvi Yehuda, right? I think that's what we left off. Comes the Nedvi Yehuda with the following terms. Comes the Nedvi Yehuda in Shuv and he writes, the answer is very, very simple. B'med Devar Mamurim, that there's no Bitul with Bala Olam B'Tarovas, that's when you're dealing with a Bitul of Bitul B'Rov. But if you're dealing with a Bitul of Bitul B'Shishim, it's off the Nedvi Yehuda. Bitul B'Shishim breaks all rules. Bitul B'Shishim overcomes all barriers, and it applies even in a situation of Bala Olam B'Tarovas. So the Mordechai is right, that the Tzuchei Ziva not going to be Batul B'Rov, and the Tzuchei Reikin not going to be Batul B'Rov, and the Shifa Zera is going to be Metami B'Masa, and the Rekika is going to be Chasha Rekika. That's all true, because there's no Bitul B'Rov. However, if you would reach the point of Shishim, then all bets are off. Then Shishim works under all circumstances, even in a situation where it's Bala Olam B'Tarovas, such as the case of the Mordechai. That's the limit chos that the Nedvi Yehuda has on the Shach and the Bach and the Taz. All the Gedolei Acharonim who pilpul with the idea of the possibility, some even said it in reality, but at least the possibility of Bitul B'Shishim when it comes to the case of the milk. So came along one of the Gedolei Acharonim on the side of Yerdea, the Yad Ephraim. Who wrote the Yad Ephraim? I don't know who. Ephraim's album, Magolius. Okay. So did I put it in the Maracolus? Put the Tshuva on? Should have quoted the Ephraim? Okay, you should have quoted. Okay. So comes the Ephraim, and he says, a pella gadol off the Nedvi Yehuda. It's a chiddush gadol, this Nedvi Yehuda is such a pella. What's pella about this Nedvi Yehuda? What's the Ephraim's kasha? Who's going to formulate a kasha against this Nedvi Yehuda? Bitul Barov, Nishtam, Bitul B'Shishim, yeah. Frankly, the Ephraim, there's no such animal called Bitul B'Shishim. There is no such halacha called Bitul B'Shishim. What is it? What does it mean there's no such thing called Bitul B'Shishim? Bitul B'Shishim is up there is a way of determining that there's no tab. But that's not the matir. What's the matir? Whenever you have a tarevis, when I have a little bit of chaz that falls with potato soup, give me a matir. What's the name of the matir? Give me the name of the matir. A little bit of chaz, we've been learning for 4 months already. A little bit of chaz that falls with the potato soup. Give me a pasuk to be matir. Point to the pasuk, Acharam Lahatus. That's the only matter there is. Zakti Yad Ephraim. The only matter, the only Shia Bitul that exists in Halacha is Bitul Barov. Al Zen Nema Bitul Bitul Barov. So where did Shishim come into the picture, says the Yad Ephraim? There's a problem. The problem is, when you have Tam, so you have to reckon with the Tam. You can't ignore the Tam. Now, why can't you ignore the Tam? Who remembers in the Rashba from yesterday? Why can't you ignore the Tam? Because Tam creates Nikar Isser, so you have to negate the Tam in order to be able to fall back on Bitul B'Rov. But the sheer Shishim up there is not a mafia.
The Shir Shishim is just a way of offsetting the Tam, which in turn was offsetting the ability to rely on the Bittul Derev. Or even if you don't want to go down the route of the Rash, but you're not Mechuyav in Rash for this Kasha, you can say as follows, you can say, I don't know, that Bittul Berov is the Matir. It's just that an exception to the rule of Bittul Berov is Tam Kika. Tam Kika trumps Bittul Berov. Remember we said yesterday, we weren't sure why the Rash was against the Kasha. Remember, who remembered from yesterday, no? From Chazara? We have a din of Bittul Berov, and then there's all of a sudden a new din called Tam Kika, according to many Deraisa. So, fact the Rashba, how could the Torah give you a nisr of Tam Kikar, typically that is Bottle Berav? So we didn't really understand the Kasha. Why do we understand the Kasha? What did we think the answer was? It's like a Kasha of Ribbono Shel Olam. That is it. The same Ribbono Shel Olam who gave you a Bittul Berav told you that, by the way, Bittul Berav was trumped by Tam Kikar. That's what I thought. I thought the Kasha wasn't even a Kasha. But in Mevatel Daiti to the Heilige Rashba. The Rashba, the fact the Kasha, he thought this was a good Kasha, and he gave it to Eretz. So, maybe if you go down the root of the Rashba, maybe if you go down the root of us, whenever you have Bittul B'Shishim, name that Matir. No, give me the Matir. Give me the Matir. What is it? The Matir is Bittul B'Rav. The role of Shishim is just a way of negating Tam, because Tam was interfering with my ability to be Matir B'Rav. But the real Matir is Rav. If so, Abba Zoyfrek, the other Frayim, if you're going to tell me that Bittul B'Rav doesn't work when it's Bala Olam Tarav is, why? I have no idea. There's the customs that I tell you. I have no idea. Whatever the Mordechai Reb thought, whatever he thought that the reason for this Chiddush was, that Bittul Berov fails us when it's probably a little bit Tarovis, how in the world does hiking the numbers up to Shisha make anything better? Hiking up the numbers to Shisha doesn't help me, because typically you still have to fall back on Rav. And the Mordechai goes up that Rav doesn't work when it's probably a little bit Tarovis. So if you really, if you believe that you want to argue the Mordechai, you want to even Achor, you want to argue the Mordechai, because they're dead. But if you don't want to argue with the Mordechai, you want to buy into the Mordechai and still say, like the name Yehuda, Bittul Berov Nish of a Bittul B'Shishim, yeah, so that's a Pella Gobel. That's the E.F. Shar. Impossible, Zof the other Friday. We can't say such a thing. That's his Kasha against the Yehuda. You know what I say? What's up to the Yehuda? What would the Yehuda respond back to the other Friday? He'd say no. There are two different materium. There's a Shia Bittul Berov, which has certain limitations to it. One of those limitations just happens to be the fact that it has to be not Bal Deholam Tarovis. And the secondary Shir Bittul, Bittul B'Shishim is not just a Menia Satam. Bittul B'Shishim is a Shir Bittul, quoting Rashi and Asugya. Shir Bittul is a Bittul, is a Shir Bittul, and therefore it can work as a Mevatel, it can work as a Matir, even in situations where Bittul Berov is going to fail us as a Matir. So we have a lumdish of machlokes. This is really, this is heavy duty here. This is like the ABCs. We should have learned this the first day. We should have started. We have a big pot of food. We got potato soup inside. A little bit of chaza falls in. Okay. We yank it out. We got a little bit of time in here. How much time do we have? Come on, let's all hear it together. Come on, let's hear it. Come on. How much time do we have? Give me a number. Give me a number. Come on, how much time? Come on. No. I don't want a real number. I have a piece of meat that's 3 ounces of volume. And it fell in and I yanked it out. So how much time do I have in there?
Come
on.
Up to 3 ounces.
Say it, say it. Say it. Lomdish, sound like you're learning. Cool. Come on. Loya Dinan. Come enough for it. Thank you very much. Okay, Dinan, come enough for it. Thank you to Mr. Khal once again, okay? So I have up to potentially 3 ounces of typhus in here, okay? I don't really know how much I have, but I have a maximum of 3 ounces of typhus in here. So I go ahead and I measure. Again, I go back to my lab. It's 3 o'clock. College is back in session today. I go ahead and I measure and I measure and I measure. And here's the good news. The good news is, believe it or not, give me shishim. What's shishim? Give me shishim. 180, right? I got 180 volume ounces of potato soup to the 3 ounces of chaza. Eureka, gavaldik, murder. I'm so excited, all right? So what's the psak? The psak is, everyone tells me what's the psak? Mutter, you can serve it for dinner, right? Mutter. I want a lumbus, an amkus. Machlekes, the gedele acharenim. Why is it mutter? Say it out there. Why is it mutter? Why is it mutter? According to the Adafraim, why is it mutter? Don't tell me a book writes about shisha. Why is it mutter? Because it's why? Because it's a Bittul Berov. If I were to ask you a question at the Bechina, give me a pasuk in Chumash that it's mutter, you would have to say Acharei Mahatis. So I would say to you, really, Acharei Mahatis is always good, really, phenomenal. And what if it's only 170 to 3? Why, it's also rave? What's the answer? No, that's a silly kasha. Why? Because when you have only 170 to 3, then you have what? Then you have Tam. And why is Tam a problem? What happened to Acharei Mahatis? Come on, say it over. Come on, chazara.
either because the Rashi was Nikar Esser, or like we said yesterday, because it trumps the din of Bitl Barayt. But in situations where Bitl, where Tam Kikar is not relevant because you have 180, so then we fall back on right, and the Matir is Raiv. That's the end of Ephraim's Wumpus. And then everybody says, no, it's not true. Rov. No, Rov is not so great. Rov doesn't always work. Haraya, 170 or 3 doesn't work. What's the Matir here? The Matir is you have a what? You have a shear of shishim. And give me a pasuk. What's the makkah? You can jump ahead to the next again. What's the makkah for shishim? Tzro b'sheila. New pasuk. Pashas nozi. Pashas nozi. So that's a different world. These are two different worlds looking at the same pot. Can you imagine? I'm looking at the same pot. You have two kedeli of the Rebbe and Yad Ephraim. We're eating dinner together. One of the rabbis is messed up and threw some chazer in there. And now they're both sitting. They're both mutter. The kedeli of ge'eni are both mati the soup. I'll be a gamri for different lomdashi reasons. So Rabbi said, what's in the Kudus of Machoikis that I did in the Yad Ephraim? It's Pasha. What's in the Kudus of Machoikis? It's Pasha. Do what's in the Kudus of Machoikis? Rashi and Taisus in Arsugi. It's just a restating 700 years later, Rashi and Taisus in Arsugi. Rashi had Kizah that Bitl B'Shishim is more than just a Bir Hatam. How do I know that? How did Rashi tell me this? Where did Rashi spell out his whole Shita? In four words. The Afagav. What did you write? Five words. In those five words that Rashi said that we're requiring shishim, even though we already passed the taste test, zemi tandof in Rashi, that it's a shia bittol. It's a shia bittol, that's a whole ethnic Yehuda problem. And Taisus, who said, it's a three-line Taisus. Taisus said, no, it's not true. Taisus said, the whole thing is not true. And there is no shia bittol of shishim. The shia bittol is only raiv. That's the Ephraim dog. Everyone chapped, everyone realized that this Negev Yehuda's teretz, the kasha, by the Cholov story against the Mordechai, is totally the oimed on the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus and Arsugi. Right? Everyone chapped the truth theater, right? Everyone got it? No, this will work. Boshin, the ABCs. Neuro Baisai, now that we finished the easy part of the Sugya, let's put the final touches on the Sugya, Baisai. The Mechil is covered the Heilige, Heilige Negev Yehuda. Do you understand this? Even Zolzayim Rashi is right. Even Zolzayim Ikarayim Belomdus and Nebid is right is a sheer bitl, a bitl b'shishim. I still don't understand how this solves the Mordechai's dilemma. Why not? Why not? What's bothering you? What is that?
It's
a saying
it's Nebidino, so it should be all you
need is rogue, you don't need shishim. That's it even. Stronger, actually. I mean, shishim, you are obviously arguing, even if shishim is a sheer diaraisa, l'chor yatonu b'mim m'shen amino. Wait till the next sugya till you find out. Well, that's not true. Okay? Hang in there. No, what's bothering you? Is this not you that almost arbitrary to you? What's up to that you? Two dims, brisket and you. Two dinner a bit though. There's a shear bit of right, there's a shear bit of shishim. But Madhavamun the Mordechai Kazakh that Bala Mataravis doesn't work, that's my rug, but my shishim everything works. What?
Where
do you get from? Like, what's the rationale for it? It's nice because it answers the kasha, but it has to have some kind of internal logic to it. So how would you tackle this problem that I do today? It's a famous Yadua Mefarsh this day. Everyone who ever read this Mordechai knows this day. It's like the ABCs of the Mordechai Sugya. It's written up in Reishis Koyach. If you want to take a look. In the end of the Reishis Koyach, they have a couple of sugyas about non-really Bechor sugyas that got stuck into the Masechta. What's in there? No? Do you understand this chiluk? Does it make any sense to you? Purely arbitrary? How would you begin to tackle this? How would you begin to understand why the Mordechai wouldn't apply to Bitl B'Shishim? Assuming Bitl B'Shishim exists, even if Rashi is not either right. So how would you even begin to tackle this question? What would you have to do? You would have to understand why it was a problem in the first place. What was the deficiency of Bolo and Tiredus? You can't understand an exception to a rule unless you understand the rule itself. So if you just have a rule, but you don't understand it, you can't apply it, you can't limit it, you can't extrapolate from it. It's like the first Rashi, the beginning of Hashem Mishpatim. Ve'el Mishpatim Shatasim Lefnehem. Meshabenu was not given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Akita Shukharach Hu, Cheshi Mishpat. He wasn't just told, oh, by the way, okay, Shogor is 50, Shogor is 100, Ox falls in 100, and they give a list of 5,000 dinim and say, go home. That's not how you learn. What did Hashem toss in the flame? What did Rashi say? Anyone remembers? That explained to him the tam shemachal dover dover. You have to understand why is it that you pay chatzin nezik? Why is it you pay nezik shalom? Why is bishus ram potkin? Why is it? If you understand why is medu mitzasiya? Why is kefir kodesh? If you understand the details of every single halacha, you understand the why of every halacha, what the nature of every halacha is. Then you have a fighting chance to be able to apply properly, to extrapolate properly, to know when to limit it properly, when to put the brakes on. If you don't understand the nature of what you're talking about, so then you just have a list of a million laws, right? Would that help you in the case? Let's say, well, no, if you don't understand, how would you know when to apply any given law unless you understand what the etzem hadavar is all about? So to over here, the Mordechai is mechadish, it's a din derai. He said, this is not a game here, this Mordechai. The Mordechai was machshir rekika based on his svara. The Mordechai was betame something b'masa based on this svara. This is the impact of this occurrence. The guy became something became tubby to with masa. This could have serious ramifications. No. What's it based on? Why is Bala Ol B'Tarevis a chisara? If you understand what the deficiency is, then you'll understand why perhaps the deficiency doesn't apply to Bittul B'Shishim if Bittul B'Shishim even exists. So all we did so far was to prove that, at least according to Rashi, because we knew the Bittul B'Shishim exists as a separate entity, it's not just a Bittul Atam, but we still don't understand the etzem hakodesh of the entity. Anyone have any ideas? What is fundamentally conceptually different between the Bittul of Rav, the Shia Bittul of Rav, and the Shia Bittul of Bittul B'Shishim? In order to understand this, you have to pose another challenge to the Mordechai from the Mordechai himself. Who here learned Shabbos with us? Okay. I'll share with you another Mordechai that appears the first Pekel of Sefer Shabbos, and you raise the red flag and you give me an answer. We're familiar with it a little bit from the past. I think we've all heard once or twice about Davashe Shmatir and Filbi Aflo Batil. Heard that once? Okay, Tavashish Matir Filbi Aflo Batil. There's a sugi Masech Shabbos tucked away in the 22nd parak. So you got to go pretty far to get there. Tucked away in the 22nd parak of Shabbos is a Issa de Rabbanan called Mashkin Shazavu B'Shabbos. What does Mashkin Shazavu mean? One of the Isurim and Shabbos, but I tell you, not allowed to be Sechet Paris and Shabbos. Schita is the Tolba of which Malachim or no? If I squeeze out grapes, squeeze out olives, what malach is that?
Dosh.
It's mafarik, which is the total dosh. So if I squeeze grapes, squeeze olives, this is the rice. If I squeeze other fruit, maybe it's rabbana, maybe it's once again, that's a whole sugi, that's why second barak of Shabbos, not for now. But the ikaron, squeezing fruit, is a very, very, potentially very, very serious problem on Shabbos. Kham Chazalan said, not only does the Torah aser to squeeze fruit, but if fruit squeezed out by itself, if it oozed out by, juice oozed out by itself, so minat Torah, there's nothing wrong with using that juice. I mean, the Rabbanan, I can't use that juice. Why not? Very simple reason. Why not? Here, I'm sitting there, and I'm watching these grapes ooze out. Like, my salivating. What a geschmack of grape juice. Unbelievable. Let me get a little more. Ah! So to prevent you from being soichet, Chazal made a gezeira called Mashin Shazavu. Most yeshiva guys never heard of Mashin Shazavu in the 22nd prayer of Shabbos. Where did they most of them know it from? Beit HaDabez, right? Because the Gemara says that one of the reasons why Beit HaShnol DeBiyantav is because its shtickle looks a little bit like a Mashin Shazavu. If you use your real imagination, so you kind of view an egg oozing out, it's kind of like juice oozing out. You need a big imagination for that one. But Machlekes Amoraim said it's too big, it's so creative, it's wrong. But that's where it comes off for most people in Beit HaDabez. But the real sugi is in the 22nd Berakhah Shabbos. What do you think the din would be if I have Mashin Shazavu and it got mixed into something? What do you think? What do you think about that? It got mixed into something else. And now I want to use this food on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, Mashin Shazavu Plus and Yom Tov. So what would you say? So I would say, it's not even Bottle of Shishim. Why? Because Dov Shesh Matil, you like using it after Shabbos, after Yom Tov. So the Yisr disappears after Shabbos, after Yom Tov. It's a classic Dov Shesh Matil. So you can't even discuss the Shia Bittul. That's the Pashtus, right? That's the Gemara. Gemara beginning Masechet Beis says that Masha and Shazavu are never going to be bottled because of Dovah Sheish Matin. We once had a very, very tricky situation in our house. We had one Yontif a couple of years ago. So I walked to the kitchen. I noticed that Zera, a non-Jewish woman, was helping. She was squeezing lemons to make the lemon juice because we're supposed to put the lemon juice into the guacamole or something. So she was squeezing the lemons into a cup. And I said, I stopped. Says, I can't do that. That's chita. It's a chol nefesh. What's the answer? That's malachas dosh. Malachas dosh was not nita. It's not melisha ve'elach. So that's a problem. Yeah, that's a gomor. There's shum panu b'af. You're not allowed to squeeze the perishi gomor. You're not allowed to squeeze fruit, even on yontif. What you could have done, you should have done, is squeeze the lemons directly into the guacamole. That would have been mashkeb also. That would have been mutamikra. But she wasn't holding it. She had a chanal. It doesn't make a difference. So she was squeezing into the cup. So I walked in into the kitchen and I said, no, stop, don't do that anymore. So she said, okay. What did she do? She took the whole lemon juice that was in the cup. What did she do? Poured it all into the guacamole. So I had to announce to the family that the guacamole is now off limits now because it has a tarovis and a davar asur in it. And it doesn't matter how much is in there, because it's going to be b'shesh matir, if it will be also botkal. So that's going to be a problem. Probably with more than less than time anyway, or milsa the vidla time, maybe even. So it was also in many, many camps. It was not a pretty picture in that. Trust, it was not a pretty picture. But we found the code, I guess. Okay. Not for now. For those who wanted to avail themselves of the kula. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Chibas HaRosh that says you're allowed to squeeze lemons like a chil on Shabbos. Because lemons, only Mishnevurim squeeze lemons. Nobody else squeezes lemons. So the Mishnevurah quotes from the Chayyadam that says that in the old days all the Mishnevurim squeeze lemons. But today everybody squeeze lemons. They make lemons into lemonade. So it quotes the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, in one of the few places, Beis Yosef gives you a recipe for how to make lemonade. Beis Yosef in Simon Shin Yates, he tells you exactly how to make lemonade. He tells you that you take a little bit of water and you take lemon, you put sugar inside, you mix it all together, and your mom, it's like a, you imagine Beis Yosef sitting and running a lemonade stand, five pesos for a cup of lemonade, and made better if Yosef carry himself. Okay, so the bottom line is that Mashi and Shazavu is a problem, and Mashi and Shazavu asks as a filu b'Mashi. Zok the Mordechai in the first Pekah Shabbos the following. Says the Mordechai, a guy has a barrel of wine down in the cellar. And in the bottom of the barrel, there are a lot of grapes still. And the grapes are oozing out more and more and more. There's a lot of wine there already, but the grapes are still slowly but surely oozing out a little bit, adding a little more grape juice. The guy goes down Friday night to take out some wine out of his barrel in the cellar to make Kiddush on. And then he realizes, wait a second, there are grapes. What? In the bottom of this barrel. Some of the juice is oozing out of the grapes as we speak. That little bit of juice is treif. That's mashkin shazavu on Shabbos. And it's mixed into the rest of the juice. And what? What's the rule? What? Disaster. By the way, back to the case of the avocado for Sechet, that wasn't really Dovashesh Matirin. You know why? Who knows why? Min B'Shein Amina, just testing it around, okay? Remember Min B'Shein Amina, according to Moshe Shalom, doesn't pose a problem with Dov Shesh Medina, no one remembers? Vaguely? Okay. What? Duran, the long run. Remember Duran and Duran? How could you forget? Okay, back to the story, but not for now. So, comes the Mordechai and says, gee, by golly, we have a serious problem with Dov Shesh Medina on our hands. We have a big barrel of wine and a little bit of grapes that we have grapes juice. All the grapes that we get on Shabbos is also with the Rabbanan. And it's never going to be bottled, so all the wine, there's also much can make kitchen, any of the wine in the barrel. That's the Mordechai's cash. There's no Yeshua Hakam. You know why? Why do you think it's Mordechai? The Mordechai. But then the Bama Murin and the Chazal made a Chumr of Dov Shesh Madir for the Yasa Batil. That's only when the Dov HaAsar existed and fell into the Dov HaMutter. Like the Chomets fell into my potato soup. Or, my baked got mixed in with my other eggs. My chodesh flour got mixed into my yoshin flour. Those are all double shesh material for the Over here, the The grape juice never really existed, Beisr. I couldn't ever point the trait for grape juice. Because what was the grape juice? You won't believe this one. I can't even say it. But when the grape juice entered into the world, what was it saying? Come on, say it. It was what? Three words. The grape juice that entered into this world was what? Bobo Ilibitarainus. It entered into the world in a state of tyrannus. And when something enters into the world in a state of tyrannus, that's such a gewaltig bittel. That works so well, even in situations that bittel would normally not work. So normally, Dabbe Shesh Matina will be a full bottle, but that's a chulim. The Rabbanan, they slapped you with a bittel doesn't work for whatever reasons. Rashi, Ram, whatever the lump this is. Badzach, the Mordechai, the Medivam Amurim, that's when the Dover also at least had characteristics of Issa to start with, and now you want to be mevatel it. Oh, but when it's Bala Olimitai Raives, it's almost like you're preventing the Issa from being typhus in the first place. So Dover Shesh Matir and Lo Botil, but this is better than Bittel. This is Issa in the first place. This prevented the Issa from getting off the ground, and Afilu is treated like a regular Issa, and the Chumr Dover Shesh Matir doesn't apply. That's the big breakthrough. Mordechai quote the halach shulchan aruch and arachayim and chushabs. Anyone have a problem? It is diametrically opposed to what who said? The Mordechai himself said. The Mordechai Maseches Chulin says that when you have a bal yolam tarovis, that is such a bad tarovis, that is so horrible, that is so miserable, that it doesn't work b'chlal. It's never bought though. Bein l'kula bein l'chumra. Remember there he was being metame de ziva, he was being machshu de chiratika, because bolam taravis is nish taravis b'chlal, nish bittul altogether. Here Masechta Shabbos in the first part, he's saying the exact diametrically opposite. He's saying that not only does bittul works so well that it even overcomes, it's such a gavaldi, a geshmak, a high level bittul, it overcomes any concerns and inhibitions of Dabbe Shesh Matir for the Rav L'Bottom. Do you want to make any sense out of these two Mordechais? What's going on? What is the Mordechai talking about? He's using the same term, but radically different from one another. What's the difference, if I say? Give me a difference between there's the bowl of wine, okay, there's the iron, with the juice that's coming out of the grapes on the bottom, and he's saying, bottle, whereas the case of the woman who's spitting, right? What are we saying? In a bottle. What's the difference? How come this is bottle? Dafka because it's Balaam Tarevis. And this is not bottle. Dafka because it's Balaam Tarevis. What's true? It's a riddle in the Mordechai. That's true.
Maybe the difference is in Mordechai and Chulin's case where the Isser and the Heter came out together. Balaam together as opposed to here where just the Isser came out to the Heter.
So Barak is right on target with the Gedol Echorim. Marit Al Ghazi, Zuk Dazoi. Everyone remembers Marit Al Ghazi. No, we didn't tell a story about him yet. We've never introduced you yet this year to Marit Al Ghazi. No? Anyone notice in the Beis Medrash there's a set of Marit Al Ghazis? Okay. There's a reason why. Anyone who went to Marit Al Ghazi? Who's ever in the life stepped into foot in Marit Al Ghazi? Have you ever noticed that there's a Marit Al Ghazi there also? Did you ever wonder why there's Marit Al Ghazi both here and there? I'll explain if you want. Marit Al Ghazi is the sefer on Maseches Bechoros. Okay? All right? I mean, Rishon Kach is cute, but this is like the sefer on Maseches Bechoros. All right? It was written by Marit Al Ghazi. It's like Tzvadi Goin, and it goes to Seder or the Ramban, Maseches Bechoros. The Rif didn't write on Maseches Bechoros for some reason, even though a lot of Bechoros is Halacha L'maisa, the Rif didn't write on it, so the Ramban wrote Hilchos Bechoros to be almost taking the place of the Rif. The Marit Al Ghazi wrote a running parish on the Ramban, the Hilchos Bechoros, which took on, it's about as much of a parish on the Ramban, like the Bechoros Chiddich is on the Chiddich. Like, it's, you know, one line of Ramban, and then he wrote everything and everything he ever wanted to. You ever interest you in Bechoros or in Kol Tarkula, David Nigla, Ben Nis, you name it, it's a tremendous amount of Sefer. So when you learn Bechoros, you have to learn the Sefer. So we learned Maseches Bechoros, we used to learn Rabbi Feldman. We learned Maseches Bechoros together many moons ago. So we learned Maseches Bechoros, we used to read some, not every Marit Al Ghazi, no limit. I'd still be learning b'chayrus. So you pick up. You try to find the highlight of Merida Gazis. But the print was gefrel. It was like this big print. Maybe that's why I ruined my eyes over the. It came out of so. But we did it. We plugged away. We struggled away. About a week after we finished learning the Chayrus, they came out with a brand new, Machon Yerushalayim block print, right? With my Mekemis, with footnotes, with broken into paragraphs, like a fancy schmancy Maran Gazi, just in time. So they brought it. It was at the Svarim sale that year. So I figured, I finished Bechoros, I gotta buy it. So I bought it. And then I figured, you know what? The base medicine really needs one, just in case somebody else wants the Bechoros in the next 50 years. But they should have one. At the time, so I was like helping out and buying certain farms, helping out the Gaboy and buying farm that I thought the base medicine needed. And I was also in charge of buying farm from Marsha Cole in those years. So I figured, you know what? Marsha Cole, you never know. Someone may need a Maran Gazi one of these days. So I ordered 3 Maran Gazis. And this farm said, Rabbi Feldman bought the 4th one. So we bought out all the Maran Gazis. The following year, the way the story goes, I don't know if it's true. The following year, they ordered like 20 Maran Gazis. They thought it was a hot stuff and nobody bought it. So in case you want, I think they're still sitting in the bottom of Belfort somewhere, 400 Maran Gazis from 35 years ago. Okay. Anyway, so in the safe Maran Gazi, he says, that... Yeah, there's a big difference between the two, and the Nebuchadnezzar himself says this also. There's a huge difference between the two cases, tremendous difference. What's the difference? In the case of the woman spitting or the Zav and that kind of stuff, everything was Boli Olam B'Torah like this. Both the what? The Dovar HaMisbatel, those are no diktuk, that's the thing that's going to be bought though, and the what? The Dover HaMivatel. What's the Dover HaMivatel in the case of the woman spitting? What's supposedly going to be Mivatel? What was the guy that the Dam in Mivatel the right? So the Dam was enters into the world. Remember what happened inside the woman's body, that's Lama. We're not Mesiachis to that. When it comes out, it's Bola Oilam, it's in the state of Taravis. Both the Dam is in the state of Taravis, and the Reich is in the state of Taravis, in the case of the Zav. Both the Shechva Zera is in the state of Taravis, and the Ziva is in the state of Taravis. When everything is both in Taravis, that's the klal of the Mordechai. There's no bittul at all. What's going on in the Yayin is legamri different. It's the same words, but it's talking about something totally different. Here it's talking about when, of course, the Dover HaMivatel was what? Was be'en by itself. The wine, the kosher wine, was in the barrel for less. There's been a barrel full of wine for the last 6 months. So the Dover HaMivatel was not the Tareves. The Dover HaMisbatel is both Olam Tareves. The new Yayin, the Perish Shezavu, the Mashin Shezavu that's coming out Friday night, those little drops of grapes just oozing out of the grapes in the bottom of the barrel, that's both Olam Tareves. If the Dover HaMisbatel is both Olam Tareves, that's not a problem with the Mordechai. The Mordechai didn't say that's a problem. For Kir, the opposite is true. Not only is it not a problem, but that's such a gevaldik bittul that the Dover HaMisbatel never even existed. I don't even have to mevatel it. It's bopa me'elov. Since it never, the issue is never chalon. You can't have an issue chalon something until it enters into the world of reality. So, b'men devam agurim chazal instituted Dover Sheish Matir and Afilu B'yelof. What's the word? Afilu B'yelof Olat? What? Afilu B'yelof Olat? Lo botil. But when it's bopa olim tarabis, when I don't have to be mevatel on Isser, because quite frankly, the issue was never chalon in the first place, it was never nitfas as a shame Isser. But that only makes sense when the Dover HaMivatel was there. If the Dover HaMivatel wasn't there, so then there's nothing to talk about. Then we can't get off the ground. So the Mordechai in Chulin was talking about when both are Bolei Olam HaTaravis, whereas the Mordechai in Shabbos was talking about the Dover HaMivatel was alive and well and its own, standing on its own 2 feet. The barrel of wine, of kosher wine, has been around for the last 6 months. So that's not subject to the rule of the call of the Mordechai in Masechet Shmuel. That's the Yisoyf Maradal Gazi, and they do the Bilei Chavrei to have that terence. Rabbi Yisai, if that's the case, so then what are these Gdolei Chavrei really saying? What are they really telling? What's the real Yisoyf of the Mordechai? Tell me the real Yisoyf of the Mordechai. Wherein lies the Chisaron of Bittul the Rebbe Shibol Yom Paredes? Yesh Lach for Rabbi Yisai. Whenever we talk about bittul happening or not happening, whenever we have an inhibition that somehow there's something wrong with bittul, the chisaron in bittul could be one of two reasons. What do I mean by that? I have certain things that are not bottle. Certain scenarios of Torahs are not bottle. The chisaron can lie in what? Either can lie in the hump or in the earth. Fill in the earth for me. Either in the misbattle or in the revival. Certain things are just not neat on the bit. Like, Dvarm Chashuv, man, they're neat on the bit. Dvarm Chashuv, man, they're neat on the bit. Certain things are not neat on the bit. And there are other things, other times, where the chisaron, the deficiency in applying bitl, is not a chisaron in the Dvar HaMisbatel, but the Dvar HaMisbatel is not koich, it doesn't have a strength to be mevatel. In order to be mevatel something, you have to have oomph to you, you have to have strength to you, you have to have chizik to you. If you yourself are falling apart, you yourself have nothing to go on, you yourself are half dead, how are you going to mevatel something else? So going to these Dvar, what is the Mordechai telling you, Rabbi Yisai? What's the Yisai that Dvar, why Bolom Tarev is not Botel? What's the Yisai that Dvar? It's felt in the what? It's felt in the Dvar HaMevatel. A Dvar HaMevatel that didn't stand on its own 2 feet, didn't have its own keichas to it, couldn't present itself as Ich bin a Dvar HaMutter, and announce to the world, I'm Mutter, because it didn't exist yet. That's a chisorah in the HaMevatel, the keich HaMevatel Shabbat. That's the word of the Mordechai. That the Medev Ramamurim, the Torah's Mechadish Bito, was when you have things that were independent. Moshe Dayanim. What was the original Mokka for Bito? Was Dayanim. By Dayanim, each dying got up at his own 2 feet and said his opinion. Each person was an entity, was a Gavra, had a Koyach. The Dovra Mavato, the Dayanim Hamroiv, had a Koyach. And therefore, they're able to swallow up the Dayanim Hamuwatu. But if the Dovra Hamavatel didn't have anything, it didn't exist yet. It only exists once the Shah is already, we already have a problem, but it never expressed itself. It never presented itself. Behaterai, the Kaisha Havishai. So that's not it. That's a spelt, that's a chesaron, that's a deficiency in the Hamavatel Shabbat. That's exactly what Barak said, right? Barak, what are you saying, right? That's Maritagazi, that's the idea, that's the word. As a chesaron mitzad Hamavatel. No? Who's going to fill in the gaps now? Who's going to fill in the rest of the story? Since Bala Olam Taravis is a chisor mitam hamavachel, herein lies the difference between the Shir Bitl Barayv and the Shir Bitl Mashishim. Again, assuming that there's a Shir Bitl Mashishim, Taisus walked out of it. Taisus left Shir because Taisus never heard there's a Shir. But Rashi had because up there's a Shir. Rashi made you assume there's a Shir. You know what I say? There's a Shir Bitl Mashishim and a Shir Bitl Barayv. They are not just quantitatively different, they are qualitatively different. What do I mean by that? What is it? What is the qualitative difference between the sheer nature of how the mechanics of how Bitl Barayv are working and how Bitl Bashishim are working? And Lomdus. Give me Lomdus, if I say. In Bitl Barayv, between you and me, is the Dover HaBotel really not here? It's not here. What are you, a joke? It's not here. It's 30% of the Torah. What do you mean it's not here? It's 49.9% of the Torah. What do you mean it's not here? The Dover HaBotel B'tam Atzvah is very alive and well. Elohat, how dare we say that it's Mutter? How dare we ignore it? Halacha, what's the answer? What is it that the neighbor needs to ignore the Dover HaBotel? What's the answer?
Strong.
Because there's something strong. It is very strong. Dover HaBotel, 49.999%, is very, very powerful. But guess what? There's something just a drop more powerful. And what is that? That's the Rove. Everything is hinging upon the koach hawat hamevatel, and therefore zok the Mordechai, if bittul barayv is hinging and depending upon the koach hamevatel, the Mordechai had zok zevun from Chazal, zevun from the sugya tzitzuchay ziva, zevun from the sugya tzitzuchay reik. The what? That if everything is hinging upon the koach hamevatel, if the koach hamevatel is not here yet, has not expressed itself, has not stood up and shown off its power and its gaiva. So then what? It can't be mortal. How is the Dover itself that hasn't yet expressed itself, hasn't stood its own 2 feet and demonstrated its koiches, how is it going to beat the 49.9999%? And therefore, Bittul doesn't work. However, when you're dealing with the sheer of Bittul B'shishim, what's being Bittul B'shishim? What does Bittul B'shishim mean? The numbers are so minuscule. It's so garnished from garnished. And I'll bring you a raya that it's a garnish from garnish. You know my biggest raya is that it's so garnish from garnish? That even if it had its own taste, guess what? Guess what? You wouldn't even taste it. You wouldn't even know it's here. It's a pipsqueak. There's nothing to it. It's a tipa b'nayam. Why is it bata, Rabbi Yisai? Why is bitul b'shishim more conceptually? Not because the mevatel is swallowing it up, but why is it bata? Why is it batel? Because mitam hab misbatel, it's pashut not here. It's kiman delesa. Abba zoi that it's kiman delesa, no? You'll fill in the gaps. If it's kiman delesa, ma'ech patli, no? Come on, finish the sentence. Ma'ech patli is up to Nehdi Yehuda, whether the dova ha-mevatel was bala all over the paravis or not. What is that? I don't need the mekach ha-mevatel anymore. But Mandiva Mamurim, it has to be Bala Olam Shalabi Tarevas. You have to come to Mikoyecha Mavatel. You need to strengthen the Dabba Mavatel. But all you're doing is Bitl Barov, which really shouldn't work Mitama Mavatel, because the mice, you have a significant amount there. So you have to come on to the Chiddush at Teira that the Koyecha Mavatel can swallow you up. But Mandiva Mamurim, if Koyecha Mavatel exists, it doesn't exist, doesn't exist. But when you talk about bittul b'shishim, the numbers are so insignificant. So that works, the bittul works b'tam ha-mispatel. Mispatel loses its own koiches. It's so minuscule, it's command alaysa, and therefore it doesn't matter whether the dover ha-quote-unquote ha-mavatel is bal-yom alish bal-yom, because it's not important anyway. The bittul is taking place, the bittul is neveya mitam miyota mispatel. It's not neveya mitam the roi ha-mavatel. No, the posh, right? The beer dog right? I think so. Rabbi Yisai, of course, this whole beer in the Nehdi Yehuda, which is again just right out of our Gemara, we just learned Rashi and Taisus. No, we were fooling Tzadik Ches, Rashi and Taisus, Shia Bittel, we bumped into the Arafrayim with the Nehdi Yehuda, we had to give a beer with the Nehdi Yehuda, we had to make sense out of it, so we came up with this razzle dazzle Shulchan Torah. This is all assumed by Rashi, right? He's not bad. He's got Marad Agazi, says like him, the Yehuda says like him, the Feirish. His chiluk between the two cases, one the batel, one the mivatel, everything is a hunky dory. But I say for many years, I had the mechilas kavod the hel gehel gedoli acharonim. I had a lot of hesitation about this, a lot of hesitation about this. It bothered me for decades already. Whether this is the real answer to the steam of the mordechai, the mivatel, misbatel. Again, this is conventional wisdom. But I had a lot of hesitation. I thought, and there are some achronim who say like this, I thought there's a whole different deal in these theories of Mordechai's. Not nivata, mispata, none of that is right. What's another beer to explain away the steer in Mordechai's? Mordechai in Shabbos by the Yayin, and Mordechai in Chulin by the Yavama, the Ziva. Bola Olam B'Tarevis. It conjures up two totally different meanings. What do I mean by that? Are these really identical Bola Olam B'Tarevis? Are they the same? I want some true but relevant differences. This is Bola Mitarevis, this is grape juice oozing out into wine. This is saliva oozing into, in a sense, mixing together with blood. What's the difference between the two? What? No. I mean, that's true. I'm going to call it a true but irrelevant. Yeah, okay, give me a true but relevant. Give me a difference between the two, conceptually different. They also true but irrelevant, right? Okay. What do you mean by that?
It's coming from at the same time.
What does that mean? That's starting in between, he got off the wrong. He got cold.
Where is the Torah that's created?
What do you mean? You said the word created. Created is an important word, but you're not using it right.
It's coming from?
What?
It's coming
from? Process. What do you mean by that? You guys say a lot of words, but no one's saying the punchline.
Was there another fact that created it?
No.
one it came out as a Tarovis, one is the second it came to the world, it was in a Tarovis.
I can't believe you don't see the difference.
The sourcing is different.
You guys, there's one word I'm looking for. There's one word that highlights the difference. One word. It's three letters in Hebrew and six letters in English. It's also the tes in Hebrew. Ends with an ayin. It's a natural tarovus. Your Bansham created the world in such a way when you have a cut in your mouth, so your saliva and your blood mixes them together. Your Bansham created the world that when a person is a Zav and he sees Shikhmazera, so this is natural, this is biology, this is the way the world runs. Any pre-med, I know why nobody saw it. There are no pre-med majors here. Did you guys think of everything? Everything's money, money, money. I think of the world in your Bansham, natural. So if you look at the world through nature, this is a natural tarovus. This isn't a natural tarovus. The Bansham didn't tell you to put grapes at the bottom of a barrel of wine. You nincompoop, you're running a wine business, so you put grapes at the bottom of your barrel of wine. It's not a bad place to put it. I'm not saying you're foolish for doing that. Probably a good place to put it. But the Bansham didn't create from Shakespeare Bracious wine and grapes in the same barrel. The stubble with the Mordechai meant was Bal Olam Mitaravis means not just chronologically it's Bal Olam Mitaravis, it's much deeper than that. Much more profound than that. What does Bal Olam Mitaravis mean? This is Darko Shal Olam, no pun intended. This is the way it works. This is the way the world runs. Bal Olam Mitaravis. This is natural, it comes this way. A Taravis, Bita Barov, means when things artificially mix in together. Nobody, the Rebbe Hashem didn't create potato soup with chazer inside it. That's bittul. The Rebbe Hashem didn't create three dayanim, two and one screaming at each other. You, the day Adam, created this new phenomenon called the taravis. Al zeh ne'amar the parish of bittul barav. But in the world of the Rebbe Hashem, this is the way it's supposed to. This is what's supposed to be happening. It's not bittul. Part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nature is bottled to the other. This is what's supposed to be. So Mistoma, that's what the Mordechai is driving at. Bala Oma B'Tareves doesn't even get off the ground when it talks about yayin and grapes. It's Bala Oma B'Tareves because you're using the wrong definition of Bala Oma. You think Bala Oma means chronologically, it's coming at the same time. That's not the punchline. That's an irrelevant detail. The real point of the Mordechai is Bala Oma B'Tareves is a code phrase for Tareves is B'Teva. That's what the Mordechai really means, that they're not bottled. Each one keeps its own identity. One doesn't swallow up the other. Each one remains intact. It's almost like Moshul Ma'ad Avedem, which was a din Hilchos Chatzitza. It's called Hadar Rabbi Saya. When you have natural things aren't chotzeis b'fnei each other, Hilchos Tvila. A person's allowed to put tefillin on their head, even though there's hair there. Some people have the shayla. Other people wear machmas. They don't have hair. They don't have to worry about it. But those people still have hair, so they could put tefillin on their hair. I start touching the head. That's okay. The Gemara says, "Hanu Rivisai." That's not the Rosh Hashanah created your head that way, that hair on it. So that's not called the Dovra Chaytzeitz. Each part of the nature retains its own status. One's not levato another. That's what's supposed to happen. Bittul is when things are not supposed to. Chatzitzas are when you put a band-aid on something. That's not supposed to happen. A band-aid doesn't belong. The Rosh Hashanah didn't create it with a band-aid on. So a band-aid can be a chatzitza. Your hair is not a chatzitza. It's a mashal. It's not exactly the same. It's a derech mashal. That's what the Mordechai meant. The Bais say, if that's the case, that the real problem of Bala Olam and Tarovas is the Chisaron in that the Dovram of Atel, there's nothing going on here that invokes the process of bittul. There's something missing here that bittul just can't get into the banished box. Because everything is b'shalom u'v'shalva. Everything is exactly the way it's supposed to be. Can somebody give me a word? Give me a Hebrew word for that. What's lacking, Rabbi Say? Catch this one. There you go. It's the Ran coming back at Nagdut. It's similar to the Ran. our hagdara of the Mordechai against the Gedali Acharinim, like some Achorim will say it, we'll tag along, that it's a chisar almost of hidden hagdut. Hidden hagdut, the Ran gave you a hoshtekal tar to hidden hagdut problem because it's the same thing. I'm saying it's a hidden hagdut problem because each thing is doing what it's supposed to be doing. You can only have a war when you have two warring factions. When everyone's doing what they're supposed to do, Baruch Shalom created the world. Baruch Shalom created the world, B'shalom B'shalom, for people make my points. Baruch Shalom created Vayala, Kibbutz, Videi, Toiv, Oid, everything, there are different things in the world. There's Gashmas, there's Ruch, there's, it doesn't matter. Everything's great, wonderful. The whole world is beautiful, wonderful. People ruin the world. Baruch Shalom created a perfect world. There's no war in the world. That's what the Mordechai is saying. It's almost ke'en hit that dutz. No, Abba Zoi, now do you understand? Did I do this chiluk between Bittul Harov versus Bittul B'shishim? B'meh devar mamurim, that Dovah Bol Yolam B'tar Revis poses a problem. That's when you have to come on to Hilchus what? Hilchus Bittul. Because Bittul is presupposing hit that dutz. What is Bittul B'shishim? I'll tell you what it's not. It's not Bittul. What is it? It's Shishim is Kemanta Leisa. When you have such a strong ratio against you, you don't exist. Not that you bought Bill. Not that there was a clash, there was a conflict, there was a hit adut, and now you have a no, it's a different ball game. But Mandava Mamurim that you have to have that clash, and again, it's not identical to the Ram, but it's getting the Ram. Then when you have to have that clash that has to be created by an artificial clash, that artificial necessity, that prerequisite for bittul, is when you're dealing with dinner of bittul. Bittul bereg is a dinner of bittul. Bittul b'shishim is a dinner of bittul. So unlike the first razzle-dazzle shtickle toy that we said, they're both dinner of bittul. One's a dinner of bittul with tamam mevata, one's a dinner of bittul with tamam bisvata. No, this is a different form. It's a different razzle-dazzle. Razzle-dazzle squared. This is not a biblical clause. Bittul requires it not good. Ois bittul doesn't require it not good. This is not bittul. This is just command alesa. This is just simple and straight. It doesn't exist. Deep in ayam. So no matter how you slice the two Mordechais, no matter which way you go, whether you go with Marital Ghazis and Hudas and Baraks, or you go down our route, so you can end up in the same place that the Mordechai of Korchach didn't say it all the time, because otherwise the Mordechai and Shabbos was against it. So he clearly had some kind of breaks on his Shtickel Torah. Whether the breaks on his Shtickel Torah were Mevata versus Mizbata, whether the breaks on his Shtickel Torah were natural versus artificial, no matter how you slice it, either way will enable us to Pesach, Pesach, to Dinei Behuda, that Bittul B'shishim is going to solve the world's problems, notwithstanding the fact that it's all over the Tarevis. And the Rebbe Yehuda's Mamash HaMakom Yavad B'sholim, assuming that Bittul B'shishim is a Shia, assuming that it exists in the first place. Again, Taisus is out the door. Taisus says, that comes here on Tuesdays. So according to Taisus, there's no Shia Shishim. Shishim is just a way to be revived. There's no God. Of the Rashi, HaKodesh, the Heilige Rashi, now to get four words, five words in Rashi. Rashi opened up the Pesach, opened up the door for us. There's a Shia Bittul. We want to know what that Shia Bittul is all about. So again, this is the second last akuda that I said, only because all these years have been bothering me that my ragaz have been at Yehuda. Years ago, I once spoke to Hoshel Eis for about 30 seconds about this. I was walking with him, and I was asking him a shayla about, there's in that Mordechai, at the end of that Mordechai, so he writes that the wine is bottled. So the Shabur comes to the Megadon and says, it's bottled, provided Mijinov to come up to the Chum of the Mishesh Shmatirin, but you still have to have the regular Shia Bittul. The regular Shia Bittul is Bittul B'shishim. The Mordechai was just Nachas Takach, you don't need Davashesh Shmatirin, but you don't have to go to the Chum of the Mishesh Shmatirin. Bittul B'shishim you need. So I went to ask them, I said that in a lot of Svarim, Nuch HaShabbos, the modern day Svarim write, that if a person put a lemon into their tea on Shabbos, put it on Bishul dishes, you put a slice of lemon in, you don't have to be worried about Mashin Shazavu, because it's a bold olam b'tarev and it's bottle. And they call this Mordechai. So I asked Rav Asher Weiss, I said, I don't understand. I said, it's true that you don't have to worry about Dov Shesh Mutir, but it's nice in town. The lemon is nice in town, puts it there. What did you put the lemon in the first place? Puts it nice in town. So if it's nice in town, that's automatically Dov Shesh. That's like that's time of the bottle. It means, of course, you don't have, but you have Shesh Mutir, it doesn't matter. Time is not bottle anyway. So he asked him, how can all these little Shabbos Svar and Mater outright? I said, based on the Mordechai, I said, the Prime God himself, the Mishabur himself says that the Mordechai wasn't Nachas Lakach if there's an Asinus Tam. So we were talking for a minute, and then in the process, I said that we were talking about this Mordechai. So I said under my breath, I said, Yadua, the Yehuda Maradazi say, but I always thought the Mordechai was the other way. And he said to me two things. He said, yeah, of course the other child of Mordechai is right. That's what he said to me like that. And then I asked him about the lemon. And then he started to talk to me for a second. And then we have Daven Shabbat. And then the conversation ended. And then I don't give another shiur somewhere. I never finished up. I've seen him many times. So we never followed the conversation. A little while later, I was once with, who else from LA? Nachum Sauer, right? You remember Sauer? Okay, so I was once at a simple space at Shaleva in LA years ago. My in-laws used to live in LA, for the Fasukis. So I was once at a simple space at Shaleva Sauer, and I was dancing right behind him. And I was thinking about this kasha again, and I asked him the same kasha. And he started to talk about it a little bit, and then as the music ended, the dance ended, he had to walk out, and I left, and then he had to move his car or something, and that was it. That was the end. I never followed him. I have offered to himself also. I'm still not sure what the answer to this question is. To be determined, someday maybe we'll find an answer to the question. But anyway, the bottom line is, I got that half answer, I think that's what he said. Again, in the middle of the battle, after it already started, but I think Rashi Weiss liked the second beer, definitely, rather than the first beer, but I can't say for certain. And that's what I recall back to 15 years ago. So, anyway, bottom line is, no matter how you slice it, I think you have a good beer, possibly a good beer, maybe a good beer, hopefully a good beer. In the Nehuda, again, just to throw back your eyes. This was the Shura. I love eating it all about today. You're supposed to start the next week, but wait tomorrow. Okay, thank you. What's that, man? What's that, man? Oh, yeah, who knows what that? Okay.